Hi, this is Janet Croshaw from the Valley Table Magazine, and I am delighted to be here at WKZE with Mary Million and Chef Adam Monteverde of the wonderful Puccini restaurant right down the road here in Rhinebeck. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you, Janet.
It's great to have you here. We are so excited to have you participating in Hudson Valley Restaurant Week.
We also are very excited. This is our first time doing it. This will be the first year for us, and we're really looking forward to it.
So tell us a little bit about what diners are going to find at Puccini this restaurant week. Well, Adam, it's all on you.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for having us. They're going to find a wonderful experience. This is our first time doing restaurant week, and we strive to have the guest experience be something that they never forget. And we're excited to just be a part of such a wonderful event.
So Puccini's been celebrating just about its fifth year already. And you're right in the little enclave there on Garden Street in Rhinebeck, which is a beautiful little area.
Yes, and we have a little courtyard now. We did have frontage to Garden Street, but now we're closed in with a building in front. But we do still have a nice courtyard.
So if it's warm, and we've had warm restaurant weeks, we had 80 degrees one March, believe it or not. Right. Maybe you'll have outdoor dining.
Oh, definitely, definitely. That's we're also doing lunch now, too, Wednesday through Saturday, and we do brunch on Sundays as well as dinner those days. So
tell us a little bit about the menu. Puccini, I'm going to guess. It's a little Italian.
Yes, very regional Italian, and my family's from Calabria and Sardinia, and Anna, my chef's family, is from
Sicily and Naples, and but of course by way of Woodstock.
So you kind of have the whole regional aspect of Italy covered with a twist from Woodstock.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And we also throw in some Northern Italian cooking in there too, so.
I had the opportunity to travel to Italy and go to a small cooking class in Sorrento, and really got some wonderful inspiration from there to try to keep things as regional and classical, like as if you were sitting in a cafe in Rome, but we happen to be here in Rhinebeck. So
tell me about your trip to Sorrento. What was the one dish, what was the one thing that you had that just like wowed you?
Sorrento wowed me just in general because of its just beauty. But I mean, really, pasta became just like a true passion and love from the experience from Rome to Sorrento with, you know, the Roman style carbonara and the penne alla norma and all of the wonderful seafood, zuppa di pesce and royal fish platters I came across. Just unbelievably amazing and simple.
And is that your approach at Puccini?
Definitely to keep it simple. My approach personally as a chef there is to start with nothing in the morning and to end with nothing in the night and to keep things fresh from the beginning of the day to the end of the day and just really to try to like keep it as fresh as possible, fresh cut daily, every single thing from top to bottom.
So top to bottom, what kinds of dishes are you serving up for restaurant week?
Restaurant week is full of surprises because our menu is ever changing, but we do have our classics and things like I said, the Roman carbonara, penne alla vodka in the traditional manner.
So what's a Roman carbonara?
Roman carbonara is made without cream. So it's just diced pancetta with olive oil and you cook the pasta to order and then you toss it with a mixture of egg and egg yolk and some pecorino romano and Parmesan cheese. And it sounds just crazy simple, but I tell you, it's amazing flavors that are just unreal when they come together.
Well, pasta done right, I mean, it's not, you know, there's just no other way to describe it. It's like perfectly, slightly al dente. It's got great flavor. You've got fresh cheese. And I imagine here in the Hudson Valley, you don't have too much trouble finding fresh, you know, peppers and things to put in there.
Well, I mean, I recently moved here from Los Angeles. I'm from Woodstock, like I said, but Los Angeles like is always known as for its farmers markets and everything. But I tell you, I had nothing, but I missed the Hudson Valley like you couldn't believe because you'll see the farmers markets with the farmers who still have the dirt on their hands. And like so many of our great local farmers that we work with Gary Wiltbank for our mushrooms every week. He's amazing. And the Little Seed Gardens and McEnroe Farms up in Millerton, New York. Amazing.
You're naming all of our favorites, which is, you know, we are so blessed here in the Valley.
It's better here. It really is. During the season, it's better.
You heard it here first. Hudson Valley is better, beats Napa Valley, beats California, certainly for a variety of produce and local.
Local.
Our season may be a little shorter, but it is really, really great.
They're learning to extend it, aren't they?
They are, but there's nothing like local stuff and growing and using products that are in season.
Adam, you were telling me about an appetizer that you had just sort of whipped up that you were inspired to include in Restaurant Week as well, using some, was it your version of Clams Casino?
Yeah, it was actually a recipe that we found in an old cookbook called Fanny Farmer Cookbook. Mm-hmm. And of course, we get our clams from Gattoletto Seafood out of New Paltz, New York. It's a wonderful company. And we've been working with them for a very long time. And the Clams Casino recipe is basically brunoise, red bell pepper, with fresh lemon juice, parsley, salt, and cracked black pepper over a freshly shucked clam, and then a thinly sliced piece of pancetta over the top, which is then roasted atop of a little white wine and olive oil. It makes like a beautiful little sauce with the clam juices, and the bacon gets crispy. Well, pancetta, Italian bacon, so... Yeah, we were
You're
really
excited. You're making me hungry. I'm so. It sounds so delicious. So, Mary Puccini, it's a real family affair.
Yes, it is. My husband works in the kitchen with my husband Sam works in the kitchen with Adam, and our chef, and my twin daughters are servers there, and my older daughter Marin comes in and helps out, also. So I have Solana, Alexandra, Marin. And also my son Matthew, sometimes when we're busy, he'll come in and help out too. So it is a family affair, but Adam's on board and Adam's becoming a partner. And yeah, so
congratulations.
Adam will take over one day and
Thank
it'll
you.
Be nice.
Yeah. Well, Adam, you told me your nickname for Sam is actually... Daddy.
Yeah.
You know, really being a part of the family. It's like, it's wonderful.
It's just from hearing all of them call him daddy all the time. It almost started out as a joke, but it's stuck with me. I don't know. I like to call him that. Dad. I get a better reaction from him.
And our customers enjoy it. They like the family atmosphere. And we're very blessed because we do have wonderful customers.
Absolutely. Well, having a restaurant. Now, you are actually, I think, living on the other side of the river.
Yes, I live in Woodstock.
In Woodstock. But you decided to open the restaurant here in Rhinebeck. What inspired that?
I love Rhinebeck. Before we even bought a house in Woodstock, and I'm up here like 38 years, I like this side of the river better because I like rolling land. I like to look at the mountains from afar. Instead, I have it reversed where I live. So one day, my husband came home and he said, you know, he really wanted to do the restaurant, and he said, you know what, Mary, he said, I know you always wanted a house in Woodstock, but instead I got you a restaurant. I said, gee, thanks, Sam. That's really what I wanted. But it's all fun. It's all good.
Great. Well, we so appreciate that you're a part of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. People can come out. Are you offering both lunch and dinner for Restaurant Week?
Yes, we are.
Excellent. So people can have a great lunch or dinner during Restaurant Week at Puccini. And Puccini is located at 22 Garden Street, right here in Rhinebeck. This has been a delicious conversation with Mary Millian and Chef Adam Monteverde from Puccini. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.